You're listening to the show about gnomes and circuses. It's Pork Fried Dice. Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
What happened to Pork Fried Dice ever since this Adam guy came on? They've gotten way in a... Okay, I don't know if any of this is actually usable. So start bonus episode now.
Okay, bonus.
Bonus episode.
Bonus.
B-O-N-U-S.
Ooh.
How many of us are going to start
the N was right.
Bonus.
Yep.
There's an N in it.
Wait,
yeah, okay, so the N is going to be yellow.
Oh.
But the O is in the right spot. Oh. Actually, the N is
Wait,
green.
I should point. Make it fully clear that I don't have a word in mind.
I do now, and I lie.
Oh, no.
So
oh,
what?
She lied already.
The whole word is bonus. It's green.
Oh,
yay!
We
did it! One guess! Yes!
Wow, I wonder if we'll ever do that again. Bad. Yeah, I know that.
Oh. Which is more skillful, getting Wordle in one guess or six guesses?
Six guesses, because one guess is luck.
Yeah.
Or is it?
All right, I am thinking of a pork fried dice related five-letter word.
Okay.
Crank.
And now... Okay, so crank is your guess?
Yeah.
I mean, we've already had crank.
Gray, yellow, gray.
Okay, so the R. Okay.
Roscoe.
No, we said...
Yeah.
It was Roscoe.
Green.
Abby's like delving into... Well, KT just gets
it. I'm so excited.
That's basically your Wordle style.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the recap is all Wordled, too.
Yes, it's a Wordle. No, it's not, but I can play it now.
That's a
I
good
got,
idea.
I got
Make
recap.
A recap fully consisting of five-letter words, and then everybody else has to Wordle each word.
Oh,
I really
my
did
God.
Want,
that's
I did
that's the whole
that's a,
bonus
that's a
episode.
Recap I would write.
Holy
last
crap.
Week, yeah, I know. Well, last week, I, you know, I was thinking like, how can I work Wordle into this recap? And I never did because it was really.
I thought the recap was gonna be six words that are all related to each other by.
Oh, you know, by colored squares.
By colored squares.
Yeah, like doesn't the creator of Wordle, if assuming the words are curated and not from a random list, they listen to Pork Fried Dice, right?
Probably crank.
Crank, Abby, mm-hmm. as close as you could get with uh-huh. five letters. Uh-huh. Panic was today.
Oh.
Panic, yeah.
Anyway.
Tangy. We're
tangy?
Very tangy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway. Should I play this?
I guess so. But to start, yeah. But you have it.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
I'm so sorry, Lizzo. I'm so sorry. Oh my, what's that on the wall? Don't say it, cause you know it's poop. It's a poop room. Mushroom drugs are in the air. We've got to fly this coop. Ra wants us to kill him now. His memory's hurting his head.
Ow!
But we'll just cast a spell on Ra to see his thoughts instead.
Be careful, Will.
If Ra's crazy, he might make you lose your mind.
Those owl fucks.
If you look inside, you don't know what you'll find.
Ibish our gnomes.
He wished Will luck before he was brain data mined.
What'd he roll?
Ooh, a natural 20? That's something we can get behind. It ain't our fault if we find out all the stuff. You can blame it on our guff. Gotta blame it on our guff, baby. Eric was just a little bit gruff. Gotta blame it on our guff. Blame it on our guff. Yeah-yeah-ee. Yeah-yeah-ee. Tivoli. Yeah-yeah-ee.
Blame it on our guff. Blame it on our guff.
Yeah-yeah-ee. Yeah-yeah-ee. Twiggy tea. Yeah-yeah-ee.
Blame it on our guff. Blame it.
kill us all.
Ooh, baby.
Screaming like a lunatic, he throws a weird dart ball.
Constitution save.
We get hurt and he screams that we're four keys, he said. Magic and hidden, gods abound, and oh shit, bitch, no, he dead. Now a skill challenge and we are gonna shine.
Out of this hole.
Zone of truth is cast and Bathwack even mimed.
Throwing gold.
Roscoe even gives the wormy walls a climb.
Polymorph.
We don't drink Chardonnay, it's only gin with lime. It ain't our fault that we're getting out of this scuff. It's cause Eric takes our guff. It's cause Eric takes our guff, baby. These skill checks aren't really all that tough. Are you gonna take that guff? Eric gonna take that guff? Yeah, yeah, ee. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, ee. Mustard ee. Yeah, yeah, ee.
Blame it on our guff, baby. Blame it on our guff.
Yeah, yeah, ee. Yeah, yeah, ee. Curing dreams. Yeah, yeah, ee.
Blame it on our guff, baby. Blame it on our guff.
Somebody come praise this man. I think he's a great motherfucking DM.
What?
A great DM. What? He better get ready then, cause tonight's gonna be a lot of guff from friends. What? Guff from friends. What you want me to say? It ain't our fault if we've got a lot of guff. D&D can be real rough. Oh, and Bathwack is real buff, baby. Eric's patient, so he'll never get enough. Never ever get enough of our ever-present guff. Yeah, yeah, ee. Yeah, yeah, ee. What's Rudy? Yeah, yeah, ee.
Blame it on our guff. Blame it on our guff.
Yeah, yeah, ee. Yeah, yeah, ee. Vitamin cheese. Yeah, yeah, ee.
Blame it on our guff. Blame it on our guff.
Wow.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. And your voice is so sweet. It's such a sweet voice. I love it.
That was awesome. That just sounded awesome.
Thanks. But then there was like this whole second half, right? Like, for example, there was a whole conversation after we left and like there was the biggest thing that we like ended on, right? Was the fact that Roscoe has a key, like a black wooden key with keys that change every day.
Every morning, right?
Yeah, every morning. And then like we put it in the book and it went in. So like, I don't know.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, that, exactly. That's why it's important. I like said. I say like. Let's see. I put.
And specifically.
Oh, said four keys for four keys, four tied to hidden magic, yes. Hidden gods. Four keys for four. And then
hidden magic, hidden gods. Right?
Yes, hidden magic, hidden gods. And Bathwack wanted to heal the split worlds, but Ra wanted to split them or like cause chaos and stuff. Let's see, like, I'm curious about this giant worm tunnel under this house. I want to ask Rafine about that. Roscoe said, thanks, Rudy, you've always been good luck into his hand. But I don't think I know that. I think maybe Rafina hears that.
Yeah, I think I heard it.
We have a drug mushroom wrapped in a cloak. We have all four keys to the dam. Roscoe is weird.
Roscoe's key opened the book.
Well,
you just said that, right?
Okay. Right. It was basically.
Well, it went in.
Will was trying to dismiss Roscoe, like, who is this person that's useless to us? So, like, yeah, sure. If you can open this book with your special key, then you can stay. But what Roscoe had said was,
if my key opens this book, I'll leave.
Oh, right.
Why did I say that again?
You tell us, dear.
Because
you were assuming it wouldn't work, and you wanted to stick around, I think.
Yeah, I think that was it.
And Roscoe didn't want you to.
Roscoe did not actually expect it to.
Neither did Will, though. Will was like, yeah, you can stay if this fits. It's not going to fit. This will get rid of this old guy that's a weirdo. But the key
it'll
went
be another.
In.
It'll be another 3 years before we get to tomorrow anyway, recording-wise.
Well, fair warning, Eric, I'm about to split the party.
Oh, boy.
It's just you and then everybody else?
Yeah, unless somebody goes with, but Roscoe is a man of his word.
Will is also, like, the thing is, Will thought this was going to get rid of this guy, but the fact that it matches the book is a big deal to Will, so I love this. But I feel like there was something else I wanted to say. Where are my notes? Dang it. We have all four keys to the dam. There's a dog claiming to be Bernard. Rafina and Bathwick kind of cured some of the sooty gang members, kind of. Mm. Like, if anyone remembers that, like, Bathwick threw that zone of truth, which worked before. He had that spell working before. And you used cure wounds, which, like, cured their dreams, which their I thought was dreams. Really cool. That's why I said curing dreams in the song. But it was, like, too small. Roscoe has been to Tivoli. I thought that was interesting. And Roscoe...
And he's heard of both gnomes and Ibish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Roscoe seems to be, like, denying that he has magic all the time. I thought that was another interesting note.
Yeah, he changes the subject.
Yeah.
What? Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. And the fact... Oh, well, this is probably just self-explanatory, but, like, the Ibish had a split brain... And he remembered two lives and that the house was his and that, like, and then he just couldn't take it anymore. Okay. Sorry. I just want to make sure all that stuff was out there. Plus, there's all the other stuff, like it's snowing and all these weird, I don't know, other world changes and the book that we're about to see.
So, yes, I think it was Roscoe putting the key in, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was me.
I think I was holding the book out. Oh, no, I think I just gave it to him. Because I'm like, you this did guy say doesn't that.
Yeah,
know
you
anything.
Handed him the book.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yep. So, Roscoe, yes, you put the key into the book, and it seems to fully go into the lock as if it fits the lock.
Where are we right now on the map?
You're where the Pork Fried Dice logo is.
Okay.
Near the Guitar Center.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to follow, I think, my gut for in terms of Roscoe. So the moment that the key goes into the lock, and it feels to Roscoe like this fits. Mm-hmm. Like, Roscoe has tried, out of curiosity, like, fitting this key to, like, different things over the years, and it's never fit anything.
Yep.
And so the moment that it fits into this lock on this book... He literally, like, gasps a bit, looks up, like, in terror at all of you.
Whoa.
And yanks the key back out of the book, throws the book at you, and runs away. And he's casting Expeditious Retreat, whether he knows it or not, Eric.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Expeditious Retreat 5E.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
It sounds like you can run.
It's time, Bathwick. It's time, Bathwick!
What? No!
You mean time for another game of football?
Kill the guy! Oh yeah, just football!
You can...
I like that idea, though.
All right, so you can dash a lot. Okay.
And a dash is equal to my regular speed.
Yep.
And you guys want to know what Roscoe's speed is?
Yes.
Guess.
20 feet per second. Per second!
You have rocket speed.
I don't think that's the measure.
I know, it's speed. Not. I don't remember, but it's 20. You know, it's usually 30, whatever.
30 is
whatever.
The average. That's like the
20
human.
Blah, 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 blah.
So Roscoe's speed is 40. And he is getting the fuck out. Oh, he doesn't even know where he's running to.
But wait, do we get to roll initiative for, like, catching this guy?
I mean, I'm taking you all by surprise.
Oh, yeah?
I imagine.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you think Will is surprised by this weird, suspicious old guy holding his book? He gave him the book.
I do all think right. We will need initiative rolls.
All right. That's fine. Yeah. But what? So I'm going to send Expeditious Retreat to the chat. When I cast the spell, and then as a bonus action on each of my turns into the spell ends, I can take the dash action. So basically, I can run 40 feet and then do my movement.
Yeah.
And then do a bonus 40 feet.
That's amazing.
What?
Wow.
I think. Well, Eric, I'll let you kind of figure that out.
I believe it means, so normally you can, so you always have your movement on your turn, which is your 40 feet yeah. in your instance. And then you can always choose as your action mm-hmm. to dash. Mm-hmm. So no matter what spells you've cast, you yes. can always move twice, basically, mm-hmm. and not do anything else.
Right, right.
So yeah. you could normally move 80 feet. Mm-hmm. This lets you also use your bonus action to dash. So you can move 120 awesome. Feet every round.
That's so great. That's so great. There's just a cloud left, like a Roadrunner cloud of dust left behind.
There's,
Roscoe
there's
shape.
An outline of yeah, Roscoe-shaped dust. And weirdly, there's like a little, like you can make out a mustard stain on the dust.
Is it mustard gas?
Duster! It's dusted!
Mustard gas.
I love that so much.
Roscoe definitely would be in violation of the Geneva Conventions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh God.
Does please tell me he has a hat or a hand on his hat as he runs away?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. 100%. He's got
Roscoe.
Well, is he carrying Roscoe? No, he isn't holding Roscoe, but Roscoe is following him. He's running after him.
Okay, he's not as fast as you.
Yep,
yeah, he's not.
I'm do something to Roscoe.
Fred Flintstone with his hand on his head for some reason.
Yeah. Yes. Well,
so it's interesting. Like Roscoe has been so invested in getting Roscoe back from the sooty gang. Mm-hmm. And in this moment, he completely mm-hmm. forgets about Roscoe. He mm-hmm. is running and he will outrun Roscoe for as long as he needs to get away from the fact that this key fit into this book.
Mm-hmm. I think it makes sense.
Will,
that...
I think I can catch the dog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You just say casually to each other as yeah, he's no, running no, away.
I wanted to roll an initiative.
I know.
Roll.
I said everybody
Can
needs
I?
To. Oh. Yeah.
Do you want me to roll initiative roll too?
Yes. No, there's no way I'm catching 16. Roscoe. Like...
I forgot that I was rolling initiative. Sorry. Here we go.
Oh. Ooh. All right. Damn. So... Roscoe starts moving in place like Fred Flintstone, but mm-hmm. before he gets a chance to actually get some traction and run away, Will gets to react, and then Rafina does.
Okay.
And remember, I've thrown the book at you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. At you, Will.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good point. Yes. You have to roll initiative at disadvantage.
Okay.
So roll it again, and we're going to take the lower one.
I love that. That's great. Because I would definitely try to catch it. Because I am a little caught off guard at that, for sure. Ooh, 19.
All right, so okay. still 16.
Still good. Okay.
He's been watching you, Roscoe.
Mm-hmm. So I am going to... Well, so did Bathwack wouldn't have really gotten a chance to say that, huh?
No, about I wouldn't dog? Have said anything yet.
Okay. So Will, I think it makes sense based on Will's personality and like the way he does things to do something to the dog because he knows the dog is important to Roscoe. So I'm going to cast
Eldritch Blast.
Fucking kill the dog spell. That's what I'm casting. Murder all dogs within 100-foot radius. Sorry, everyone with a dog.
It is murder.
Wow. And I thought pork fried dice needed to be sabotaged. This is the dog killing campaign.
This is the Stephen King episode. Yeah, we've got it.
This is not the first episode with jokes about dead dogs.
That's true.
Well, you have murdered dogs.
We've
in our
murdered.
Game.
No, I think they were just dead. The dogs were dead.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You didn't kill the dogs.
We were like totally innocent. Yeah, we did.
It's a little different.
Werewolves. All right, so I'm going to cast Polymorph on the dog and turn him into like a box turtle, like a tortoise.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't you just
Will it
do
kind
that
of look like Bathwack?
I feel like it looks like a cross between like a storybook turtle and Bathwack because Will, again, mm-hmm. is not in the woods, probably doesn't have a lot of turtles in his life, but yeah. Bathwack looks like a turtle. And then there's like pictures of cute little domed turtles and some kind of storybook.
Exaggeratedly
somewhere.
Long necks.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, God. What a weird looking. I'm like disgusted when
All right,
with what
so
I've
So can
created.
You click on Polymorph so I can see what I need
oh,
to
sorry,
do?
Sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or what? I'll have Roscoe roll it for
Spell
Roscoe.
Spell save DC 16.
It's a what save? Wisdom save. Okay. Yeah. So you have to make a wisdom save for Roscoe. And Roscoe has plus one to wisdom.
What if he had like plus 15? This jog but my is question, plus 15.
This question, this is an important question before you roll it to Bathwack. Bathwack, ooh, at this moment, do you consider Roscoe the dog your ally?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get plus seven, plus so you get plus eight to a d20 roll, Roscoe. Oh! No!
I crit failed my wisdom save for Roscoe.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's perfect. Oh, you're destined to stay with us. I love this whole scenario. You fit.
The dog.
Oh,
is.
The dog. Okay, well, good. We'll take the dog, Adam. Whatever. Okay, bye. So
with a natural one, you transform, mm-hmm, you polymorph Roscoe into this weird looking cartoon Bathwack turtle.
Yeah.
It's basically a cartoon turtle with Bathwack's face.
Uh-huh.
But this turtle is okay. I will say that first off. This turtle is not hurt.
Okay.
But this turtle has no legs.
Oh.
And Abby's gone.
What happened to Abby?
She bailed.
Oh no.
She's religiously opposed to legless
turtles.
Image
of a turtle without legs. That's too sad. Like, she can handle like a dog with like missing a leg,
right,
or a cat with like no legs, but like,
right,
a turtle.
Yeah, with no legs. Like, what is it supposed to do? I agree with her. You know what I mean? It's a turtle. It
all right,
can barely move.
Should I
anyway.
Disconnect?
We should all hang up so that there's no one here when she comes back.
But Craig's here.
With Craig.
So what'd you hear? Did you hear everything, Abby?
I heard the ba-bum-ba-ba.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, Roscoe the dog failed his wisdom save, even with Bathwack's probably overpowered assistance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, overpowered. I love his overpowered assistance. I don't even get it very often, though.
Yeah, you don't stay close enough.
Deservedly.
So he is, in fact, polymorphed into a cartoon turtle with Bathwack's face.
What?
With this natural one, not only is this a very slow turtle, it's the slowest turtle you've ever seen, because this turtle has no legs.
Yeah.
They're not, like, severed. He's not bleeding out of leg stumps.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the turtle was born that way, or there was an accident, and he was healed by a magical turtle doctor. But
magical turtle doctor.
It's like the Gamera saucer, but with the rockets off.
Yeah, it's a cross between a dachshund and a turtle.
And
they effectively have no legs.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So boom. It's just
and that's
there.
What it. That's
it's
the
pretty
spell
big
it has,
too.
But I want to run forward
it's
and
big.
Pluck it.
Yeah, it's
from
pretty
the
big.
Ground.
What?
I want to run forward and pluck it from the ground. That's my movement on my turn.
All right, you can move next to it. You're not gonna be able to pick it up.
Great.
Okay.
Maybe I put my foot on it. Maybe
Jesus.
I put my foot on it.
All right, you go to put your foot on the turtle, and you are suddenly past the turtle.
Oh, because of my foot! Oh, I fall! I fall over.
No, you don't. You're just the turtle's behind you.
Oh, dang it!
All right, and Rafina, before Roscoe, his legs—they're increasing in rotational momentum.
Yeah.
But you have a chance to do something with your 14 initiative.
Okay, I'm going to take my arcane eye on its little stalk and whip it at him.
At who?
At Roscoe.
Which one?
The non-dog turtle.
The non-dog turtle?
No, the non-dog turtle.
Okay.
Hyphenated.
Got it. All right.
Oh, okay. I'm like, wait.
I could have gone either way,
confused?
And I was glad it could have. I was hoping it would be something I could misinterpret.
Okay.
Now, I know the arcane. I would just like to preface this by saying I know that this is not what the arcane eye is for.
Oh, it's definitely not.
I am trying
Abby,
to make
you
contact
use your
with
spell.
Him, though.
However, you're going to use your spells. Like, the way you use spells is the best way that you can use spells.
Except
like,
that it's not D&D.
It doesn't matter. The book. No. Abby, I think that it is. Like, let me argue. I understand that, like, you use spells in a different way than what is written, but that is what I try to do. Like, that's what it's intended to be. Like, you're
ethereal
supposed
plane.
To be.
Ethereal plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a creative, like, base, and then you can change it based on what you want. And that's why Rafina's so great.
And what I'll allow.
I'll allow it. Well, it's the closest I have to a lasso, so.
Rules, man.
So, what is the goal? What are you trying? Are you just trying to smack this ocular appendage on him?
I'd like to sort of get him off. I'm not expecting. What I'd love to do is to have it wrap around him. Uh-huh. Sort of lasso like, but I also
so gross. It's the eye.
It
stalk.
Is. It's disgusting. Yeah. But it's my instinct.
Walk the dog.
I love that Abby's arcane eye. First of all, is visible, yes. But also has the optic yes. nerve uh-huh. or whatever for as well, far uh-huh. as it can go.
It has every other time.
So yeah, I know. No, mm-hmm. I'm not. This is yeah. nothing new. I mm-hmm. just I wanted to voice my appreciation for yep. the Rafina arcane eye.
Yeah.
Which well, it, and, the description says it's just invisible
right.
and floating.
Mm-hmm.
But that is
they
not.
I haven't met yeah. Rafina. Oh, by the way, I've got a new phone and I named the Wi-Fi hotspot for it Rafona. I'm very proud of it.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Kiss.
I thought. Oh my gosh. I thought of.
But if anyone's walking around and they yeah, and they see a phone hotspot.
Oh my gosh! They know.
Yeah,
that
Alex
Abby
is someone. Suddenly
Uh-oh.
Panicking.
Oh no! Remove this. Delete it.
No, it's okay. I never turn on my hotspot.
All right, guys. To make Alex feel better, all of you make your hotspots titled Rafona, and then nobody will know if it's really them or just a wonderful fan.
What's a hotspot? Is that like an
it's
iPhone
like,
thing?
It's like you can connect to the phone well, like
a,
with
it's
other
like
devices.
A Wi-Fi
yeah,
thing?
Like a Wi-Fi
That's
router.
Cool.
So you can use the phone data to run other things.
That's
that
so
need data.
Cool. That makes so much sense. That's awesome.
Welcome
I've
to
just
2015.
Time traveled to 2021. Oh, yeah, I know. 2015.
It's also not 2021.
1972, you guys.
Yeah, what year is
2022.
It?
1972. Isn't it? That's where I'm Almost. From.
Fuck. Oh,
but wait. I didn't get to say that. Well, I took us on this tangent here. That my instinct is to try to at least get him off course.
Okay. Got
like,
it.
Just sort of like interrupt
like mayonnaise.
His exactly. I'm trying to throw mayonnaise in his
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I will. I have to say, this is going to be very unsatisfying to all of you, but I can't not say anything. I came up with a delightful Rafina-based pun thing that I Uh-oh. Will be using in the game, but it won't be until like the last session we play of Pork Fried Dice.
What?
Yep.
Come oh my on. God.
I can't. But it's
Eric, what
perfect.
If we die before that happens?
No, then don't die.
This game forever.
This is what's going to pull you off of life support and back into the real world. You're going to have an NDE. You're going to see the light. And you're going to be like, but wait, what the fuck was that pun? And you're going to come back.
Yeah, you better not forget. But oh I wonder God. If it's not till the last one.
I did write it
because
down.
Because I'm the one who's going to die. So what if I just die now and then I'll have to use it right now? Should
okay,
I do
kill
it?
Yourself. Yeah.
No, please, no. You're going to die. Then I have to keep it in reserve. And when it comes out, we're all going to fucking cry so much because we're going to remember this moment and be like, why did she die so early?
And now we know.
Oh no, I hate all of this.
I like that Eric, that Adam is looking up in the manual for the story
he
that
Eric
trying
wrote to beat
us.
Like,
arcane eye, can I be hit by this
very
fucking bullshit?
About getting out of here. We're gonna kick his ass, guys.
All right, so I need to figure out what to make you roll for this. Because arcane eye isn't a roly kind of spell, so
Do
I think
have,
it's gonna
like,
have to be
a
skill check.
Roll or something? Or?
Let's see. Like, are we thinking like something
Stealth
dexterity?
Or sleight of hand?
Yeah, something dexterity surprise. Based, or like, is it more about like intimidation or performance?
It's like a surprise thing.
Okay, so yeah, I guess like then there's like. Either stealth or sleight of hand, they're the same because it's just your dex check. So it's a just do a dexterity check. And it'll be versus, I guess, versus Adam's dexterity. Or, I mean, Roscoe's dexterity. Okay. So Roscoe can also do a dexterity check. So Rafina got a 16.
I'm going to do a dex save throw.
I didn't say that, but sure.
It's the same thing, right?
I don't know. For some people it is. For some it isn't. It does not enough. Okay. So what this means, you're about to act. So this has thrown you off your game. So you're still, it's not impeding you. But what it means is that you So you're still going to be able to do Expeditious Retreat and, you know, that whatnot. But your...
It's 55 degrees off your track.
No, like
he runs
in this,
through the wall like on the this Kool-Aid
first
man.
On this first turn, rather than being able to use your move three times, you're only going to be able to do so twice.
Mm.
Oh.
Just on this turn.
Does my eye retract like a yo-yo?
That's a question I'll have to turn over to you, Abby.
Oh my god!
It retracts like a yo-yo.
Wow.
I wonder if, in the midst of all this chaos, something else can happen.
Ooh, secret message.
It's just an idea. I don't know.
I love it.
Convince me.
Adam, please. Ideas, please, 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 please. That's what we love.
Abby just yo-yoed you with an arcane eye.
Abby was just being worried about how she uses spells, and I'm saying that it is the perfect...
Yes, that's...
D&D is meant to be a basis for storytelling. As long as she's not saying, I lasso the world and everything's fine, the game is over, the end.
Wow, I never thought of that.
Oh no!
So what all has happened so far?
All right.
So let's track everything.
Yeah, Roscoe the dog has been turned into a turtle with no legs,
mm-hmm.
and we'll try.
That,
to...
Let's get the whole flurry of
okay.
The flurry of everything. So
right, right.
Key and lock.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Terror.
It did go in.
Mm-hmm.
Key comes out, throws the book.
Mm-hmm.
Starts to kind of Roscoe starts.
Yeah, and
to
you can tell he's about to
dash
off.
Away.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Will reacts instantly, turns
catches,
Roscoe the
he
dog.
Catch the book?
I don't know if I caught the book. You didn't say whether I caught it or not.
Yeah, because I made you roll a disadvantage for initiative. So yes, you did catch the
book. I caught the book and turned the dog into a turtle. And Will is so cool.
Yeah,
that's wild.
It was very smooth.
I wish I was as cool as
And that. Then you tried to put your foot on the turtle.
Yeah. But...
Whether to scrush it or to keep it in place.
No, I wasn't trying. That would
keep
I
it running away with its no legs.
It.
Great. Way to kick a turtle when it's down.
I didn't think it was going to have no legs.
I know that.
Will wouldn't kick a turtle when it's down unless
literally.
It was bathwhack.
Literally down.
Yes.
But
true.
You misty stepped past the turtle and now we're in front of it. And
ooh,
then,
is that what it's called?
Wait,
Misty
is it
Step?
Actually Misty Step? Ah, you just shrugged. All right.
I don't know.
Misty
it's called whatever
Step
you want. Names are, you know,
turtle.
A societal construct.
Yes. Okay. Very true. I'm writing this down, though.
What, names are societal constructs?
No.
Eric.
Eric.
You're going to put it on goodquotes.com. And then Rafina yo-yoed Roscoe with her arcane eye,
mm-hmm.
and it caught him off guard. Maybe it smacked in his eye or something like that. And so, as I had said, he's not going to be able to do his full movement that he wishes to do.
Mm-hmm.
He still is able to cast Expeditious Retreat and start to run. But as he starts to run, so now this is Roscoe's turn.
Okay.
You're still running, right, Roscoe? You're just going as close as you can. Far as you can out the door, basically, right?
Yes, I'm running, and at the moment that Rafina's eye whip or whatever it is,
lasso,
yo-yo,
the last yo-yo,
eye whip, lasso, yo-yo. Yo-yo.
At the
lasso
moment,
yo-yo.
At the moment that it hits Roscoe, he like mid dart. In just complete startledness and frustration, turns to Rafina as he's like mid-run and snarls at her. And mid-snarl, Roscoe transforms into a boar.
Oh my god! Cool.
And so it starts out as like a human, like an old man snarling. And then like mid snarl, he turns into, and it's a boar like snarling or whatever a boar would do.
I love
like,
it.
Boring.
Oink snarl.
Boring.
It boars. And it just, and it keeps running, and he's running straight at the door. Hopefully.
Yeah, you don't have any hands now.
He's knocking it over. He's like, boars can do that.
Mm. Well, we're going to find out.
Boars
we're going to find
doors.
Out.
Boars
next
know
time.
Me.
Pork fried dice.
10-minute bonus episode. Woo!
By the way, this boar knows that he's on pork fried dice, and he is offended.
Oh, I bet.
He's offended.
I'm sorry, I can tell. Boar.
That's what that sneer is.
Pigs can't even walk through open doors in Minecraft.
That's absurd. I'm so glad that we're not playing fucking Minecraft.
Oh, wait a second,
D&D, which is a game of endless imagination and possibility. My boar is knocking down this door, and if it doesn't, it is running in circles and gonna and it's gonna fucking spear all of you. In the
we're gonna all right. Die.
Well, let's
it's
find out.
Crazy.
Listen, this door is not super strong, but it is closed and latched.
Okay.
It's a wooden door, so this is. I'm gonna say the DC out loud. This is a DC 15 strength check. I'm going to leave it up to the dice. I'm not going to fudge it. I've never done that before, but it's a plus one.
You've never not fudged a roll before? I've never done that before.
I may have fudged rolls before.
I am sure you have.
All right. Well, here I go. I'm going to roll a d20.
Yep. We're going to add one to it. And if it beats, if it's 15 or better, that door, you're through the door.
All right. We'll see. Oof. Not enough. That's an 11.
It's close. It is close.
All right, here's my question. Here's my question.
All right.
Do you guys? I forget. I don't know if I've ever heard you actually use it. Do you do inspiration?
We do.
Yeah.
I don't know if Roscoe has inspiration yet because I almost never grant it to people.
How? What is your like metric or standard for doing
if I remember to do it and I feel like someone deserves it, I give it to them.
Okay. All right. I'm on Goku Dragon Rules, right. Which is like if you choose to do something that is true to character, but that is bad for the party, and that, like it's not strategic.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying do that.
We're not.
I love that idea. I think that's a great
one. Not.
Okay.
So, but.
Fuck that
if
group.
Something has happened since Roscoe has joined that you think you should have deserved inspiration for, that you can think of in the next 30 seconds, and I think it fits the bill, then you may have inspiration, because I honestly just never remember to do it.
Is it something that Roscoe did or that I as a role player did?
I as a person did.
To make sure to keep your ego in check, definitely
Roscoe.
I helped
a lady cross the street. Do I get inspiration?
Should
for
I give
that?
Him inspiration for having used the same word as me today?
Yes.
Okay, yes! You have inspiration.
All right.
Oh, that's crossing a line.
No, I think.
Abby said that. Holy shit! Oh no.
That's not within the constraints of these rules, you guys. Says Abby.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it.
I think Roscoe and
Let's
I should get inspiration for the moment that I decided that Roscoe the dog's one vulnerability
is mayonnaise.
One downfall in the flying through the air attack is mayonnaise.
That was it was a detrimental.
What do you think about
choice?
That, Abby?
That was a great moment. That's the moment that I decided to let my candied peel burn.
Oh.
And remember?
Yes.
And I was like, I can't leave this conversation. Yeah. It's too great. It was too much fun.
Okay. The stolen ended up being great.
Yeah, it's because I soaked it in rum. Always soak the candied peel in rum, and that's what saved
and it didn't matter. Oh, that's
right.
Great.
And then you throw away the candied peel.
Drink the rum and eat some cake.
All right, exactly. So I guess we're all on board.
Okay, and do it.
So that means you just get to roll again.
We're going to beat your ass anyway.
If it's not higher than a 15, we can cut all of this out. And we'll just act like we went with the first roll, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Deal? Here we go. Come on, inspiration.
Parker. Nobody said deal.
Oh, that's much worse.
Uh-oh. That's even worse.
Oh.
So we can pretend that I didn't just petition pathetically for an inspiration.
Oh,
that was
you'll
years
do it again.
Past.
You'll just do it in the future.
All right.
So now you save
now,
this for another
right
time.
Now you do not have inspiration.
All right.
And we'll see if I remember to give it to you later. I think everybody else has inspiration and has never used it.
Listen, I just talked over
true.
You saying that, by
what?
The way. It's never
that you
be
have it or that you've
out.
Used it, not used it.
Well, look, okay. I don't knock down the door. You're just trapped in a house
with
a
boar.
Fucking wild boar.
Oh, I'm what so you gonna do? Scared.
Huh? You should be.
Yeah, so the boar turns around and paws the wooden floorboards.
Wait, did it try to crash out the door and it couldn't? Thudded and then into it turns it around.
Yep.
And but it's wait, looking it's right at my satin lined pants.
It is Bathwack's turn now.
Oh, okay.
Bathwack, what are you doing?
Bernard? The situation has changed dramatically.
Yeah, it definitely has.
When does Bernard go?
You were about to say, I can catch the dog. And all of a sudden, there's a turtle with no legs and a boar that crashed into a door. This weird eye thing hit you in the face on the way back.
Yeah.
You're wiping off ocular jelly.
I'm just picturing one of those like stretchy, slimy hand things that you hit against the wall. Is that
totally
it?
Totally. Definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Bathwick says, I can catch, and the words just trail off.
E-Y-E can catch, waka waka.
Oh, inspiration. Abby, you have inspiration now.
Oh,
if you didn't before,
again.
You have it now.
Yeah, I think she does.
You're welcome, everybody, for getting him thinking about this.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. It, honestly, Adam, Eric always wants to remember it, but he just never remembers it. So it's just...
There's a place on your character sheet for it.
Yep, mm-hmm. So please, if you can remind him, if that's something that you want, just help him. Yeah.
So nobody has it checked off right now.
You just told me
I'm
to have
pretty
it.
Pretty sure
now you do,
both
so you can.
Abby
so Abby,
Alex
it's on your first
it.
Page.
Really? Oh, I see the word inspiration.
So click it. Look, it's a little dragon.
A dragon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Bathwack, what are you doing?
Now I'm going to move between the boar and Will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank
and
you.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just silently, stoically, take one step.
What about the turtle? You don't even try to protect the turtle? Aren't, isn't that
the
your
turtle's
comrade?
Turtle's not in danger.
Maybe it is.
That's
all right,
true.
Will.
Okay. So now I have Bathwack in between me and a boar.
Yep. And a
and
turtle behind you.
Is behind me. I go and pick it up.
Okay.
And raise it in the air like, oh!
It's pretty big. You have to use two hands.
Oh, it's like a Galapagos tortoise.
It's pretty big.
All right. I think I can pick it up and then I have to use two hands and I heft it to the side.
Yeah.
I hold it on my hip like a parent when you hold the child on your hip.
It's like Lion King.
The shell is like a bowling ball size-ish.
Oh.
And I like point at it and try to make myself seen by Roscoe, and I just like have a sparkle on the tip of my finger, like prestidigitation, like as if I could.
So basically, you have a gun
it.
To
like
the.
Like I have a gun.
So you're
to
basically
the turtle dog's head.
So you're escalating.
Bathwack
kills
me.
I'm standing between you and the boar, and you're escalating.
I am absolutely. That's Will.
All right, intimidation.
You are the equivalent of Will's red cloth.
Yeah.
Oh
yes.
My God,
Toro, Toro.
Whoops.
Boop. All right. Versus
I don't have a great
Roscoe's. What do you roll against intimidation? Insight? I don't know. Sure.
Yeah. What the? No. Like probably what? A constitution
why don't I just
or something.
I'm
right?
trying to intimidate him back.
It's not your turn.
An intimidation back.
You're reacting to the intimidation. Mm. It's
yeah.
this
in
is
this case, what I'm trying to do is make him aware that I could do something to his
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, that's intimidation. It's definitely intimidation, Will.
Will doesn't necessarily... he's trying to get him to stop.
Yeah.
Not to hit Bathwack. He's
yeah, and threatening
to get...
someone with death is intimidation.
Well, can I just... Will says, Roscoe, and like as in, like, stop.
Yeah.
Okay, just saying. So what would you use to save against that? Like, logically.
And here's an added wrinkle. This is Roscoe's first time turning into a boar.
Ooh.
And it's my first time doing it as Roscoe. Hmm. What does he, is he in control of his consciousness, his faculties?
Yeah, this is, is it polymorph?
No.
We've had this discussion before about like the stupidness of like why would you turn into an animal that's stupider than you? Like if you have no like if you're not aware that you are you
so,
and can do things. Because usually the spells say you adopt
so,
the
Roscoe, your statistics are replaced by the statistics of the beast, but you retain your alignment,
Okay.
Personality,
okay,
and intelligence, wisdom, and charisma scores.
Okay.
So, like, the mental stuff stays the same, but the physical stuff, like strength, dexterity, constitution, those change.
I think it would be either an intelligence saving throw or a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Okay.
And
you have a yellow patch of fur to represent because... the mustard.
Yeah, I'll say wisdom.
Because he's trying to determine, like, is, you know... Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do a wisdom.
And then I have to ask Bathwack, at this point, do you consider Boar Roscoe an ally?
Yeah.
All right, so you get plus seven. So you can just roll it with your character sheet, because wisdom is your wisdom, not a boar's wisdom.
Bathwack! Come on, man!
It's just a little disagreement. That's
so it would have been a fail.
I love it.
But that plus seven pushes it way over Will's intimidation. All right. Rafina.
So what happened? What does that mean?
We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So the boar is still not out the door.
No, it turned around.
Mm-hmm.
One does not simply walk into a boar door.
Wow.
He didn't. Yep.
And Roscoe is a turtle with no legs. And
and I'm holding him and threatening
you
him.
You got him.
And yeah.
My eyeball yo-yoed back. And I'm going to speak with animals.
Okay.
She's going to end this right now. She's going to do it. Here we go.
Yep.
Here come the eggs.
Oh, shit. No!
No. No eggs.
What's Adam's equivalent of eggs?
Yeah, what are... Well, maybe mayonnaise in the eye.
Yeah?
Okay, so I don't even know if this will work because he's not just a boar, though I've been able to talk to other humans or... creatures who turn into animals. So here's hoping. I ask Roscoe. Roscoe, what's up? Why are you running away?
Would you respond, Roscoe? You can definitely understand. You can also understand them speaking in common. But you can't speak in common, but you can speak in boar. But you're not compelled to answer.
Do you want me to speak an English translation, or do you want me to make the boar sounds?
Well, of course I need you.
Both.
I require you to make the boar sounds, but you also need to tell us what they mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Well, you need to tell Abby and me what they mean.
All right, well, let me just quick look up a YouTube video of what a boar sounds like.
Oh, no, boy. You need to just... Whatever Roscoe thinks of boar... No, I'm kidding. You would be constrained by the vocal box that you are now inhabiting.
I also, for everyone's reference, put a video of Esther the Wonder Pig opens doors in the channel.
What do you mean? That might be a good... What? That might be a good source of pig noises.
I feel like I've seen her before.
All right. Here's the boar sound that Roscoe makes.
Okay.
That was really good.
That was really
you
scary.
You broke Alex.
That was good.
Yeah, he's terrified.
Really yeah.
We just found out Bathwack is scared of pigs.
Oh, no.
But anyway. And then, do you want to say out loud what that means, or do you want to whisper it to Abby and I? In the chat.
I don't know how to unwhisper back, so
I'll say it out loud. It's okay. Probably just something like "boar on the floor." Boar on the floor.
So unhelpful.
Who am I if not Roscoe the Floor?
Oh my gosh, it's got a rhyme. Oh,
oh my!
Your fault, like Abby.
Cure wounds to get rid of the rhyming.
You caused this. You made the boar door joke.
That's true.
I forgot I did that.
Instantly.
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. How else am I going to make room to do the next thing? Holy
mm-hmm.
crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wait, am I still allowed to talk?
You have a little bit of time.
Hey, we don't care about the key and we don't care about the lock. Just calm down, okay? Everything's fine. Have you never been a boar before? You're certainly tearing up the floor, boar.
What have we done? Oh, we're screwed. All right. So now at this point, it's Roscoe's turn. You can certainly respond to that if you wish, but you could also...
responding to that shit.
Oh my gosh.
Adam.
Oh, Will's going to be mad. You listen to Rafina.
Is there a window nearby with a ramp leading up to it?
Well, there's actually a window with a small table in front of it that you can maybe vault off of and through the window.
That is what the boar is doing.
All right.
He is climbing up there and diving out the window.
So that's going to take a dexterity, like an acrobatics check. So you have, as a boar, a plus zero to dexterity. And I would say climbing up a table as a boar and jumping out a window would be like, let's say a DC 12.
Okay.
I just like picturing Roscoe keeps trying to find ways to get out and failing, but nobody's actively stopping him.
Jesus Christ,
it's a seven. All right, so yeah, you scramble and you get your front two hooves up onto the table, and you don't like distribute your weight properly, and the table kind of just crashes down. You like pull it down versus pulling yourself up.
I mean, this works too. He's just running around in circles,
yeah,
causing chaos, mm-hmm, trying to get out of this house.
Yep. What does Rafina hear you say?
That time it was just that.
So that would have sounded the same if you weren't a boar.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bathwack.
So Roscoe the boar runs to the door, tries to jump out the window. He gets two hooves on and then,
pulls the table
down. And then Bathwack tackles him.
So you're going to try to take the boar down.
I'm going to try to pin him just so that...
Okay, I mean, so grapple
him.
Just
like all over the place, right? We're going to try to like put a lid on it or something.
This boar's got some tusks.
Oh, he does.
This is going to be dangerous.
Watch out. This is Bathwack, though.
You make an athletics check, Bathwack, and the boar contests it with either an athletics or an acrobatics check. Now, the boar is slightly stronger than it is dexterous, so the athletics check, Roscoe, would be plus one.
Jesus Christ, it's impossible.
Look, I'm going to say it's ridiculous that a boar... You're a person, you're not just a boar, and a boar is very muscular. Like, that's what a boar does. So I'm going to say you have proficiency in it, so you're going to have a plus five.
Ooh. All right, well, let's see what happens.
So you have to beat a 25, and you rolled a 3.
Oh, no!
Roscoe, what is happening, Roscoe?
You secrete mustard, and it makes you slippery, and you can't grab on.
But here's the thing. I also feel like if Bathwack was approaching him, like, he would try to attack him.
Well, you're gonna be able to on your turn.
Now we're quite close.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a small room, right? I mean, I just lunge at you, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're able to grab. So describe how you're embracing this boar.
I don't know. I'm sort of picturing a really what I'm picturing. I'm imagining like grabbing something and just having it keep like flying out, but but that's not what's going on. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably like getting dragged around the room by him, but I'm holding on.
All right, so you just have your arms wrapped around like the boar's midsection. Okay,
yeah, pretty much. I'm trying to like keep him from moving if I as much as I can. And
got it.
I don't know. Alex's gonna be like, take it easy, take it easy.
Easy boy, easy.
All right. So, Will.
Oh, hello. Yes.
Hello. It's been 40 minutes since your last turn.
Yes.
Bathwack just grabbed the boar after he tried to jump out the window.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Okay. I am going to cast a spell that I haven't cast before, and I've had it for a while, but I haven't cast it. Oh. I'm going to cast Eye Bite.
Whoa! Eye Bite! That's a level 6 spell.
It's my biggest spell.
Eye Bite. You bite. We all bite for boars bite.
Arcane, yes. Eye Bite.
And I'm going to try to make him fall asleep.
Okay.
What it's going to look like is, again, like kind of like shadows coming out from around, from behind me, and kind of going up to the, like, kind of doing exactly what Bathwack is doing, grappling him, but like putting him in a sleeper hold so that he falls asleep.
The shadows are?
Yeah, the shadows are.
Okay.
They're shaped like various sized goons. Kind of like Bathwack.
Nice.
Kind of like Curtis.
Dude, I'm gonna let go and run away now. Yeah, that's terrifying.
For real, right?
All right.
It might not work. It probably won't. Usually when I cast a new spell, it does
not.
So
what's your spell save DC?
16, I think.
All right. So this is a wisdom save, Roscoe, mm-hmm. and Bathwack. Do you consider Roscoe your ally at this point? I think I know the answer. Yeah. Will.
Will
knows.
Yeah, but just wait and see. Like, I'm going to find some way to roll fucking low. Crit fail coming up here.
So wisdom save versus 16. Oh, almost. You didn't even need. So that's a total of 27 or whatever.
Me? See, I told you it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Good try.
All right.
Still terrifying.
Okay. Oops. All right.
Such an awesome image.
So these figures of goons just appeared, shadowy.
Yeah, like various shapes of humanoids, like big, strong, muscular, as you can think of, different various humanoids coming out and just from behind me as if they are.
Wow.
So I will remind you that Eye Bite lasts for a minute.
Yeah.
So you are still able to Eye Bite. Sweet. Again, but not this turn.
Good. Concentration.
And you're still holding the turtle, right?
Yes, I am holding the turtle. Okay. Yes.
That's nice, actually. That kind of blunts the terrifying image.
Yeah.
You're holding the turtle over your head and all these goons.
Not over my head, on my hip, as if it were my child, my toddler. Yes, it is still ridiculous.
It is literally a cartoon turtle, like a la like Space Jam or
Mary Poppins or Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Rafina.
Rafina's got to end it. She's
Bathwax hugging the boar. Mm-hmm. There were some shadows that were trying to do something.
There are still shadows.
Yeah, they're swirling around. Will's eyes are inky voids if you're looking.
That's freaky.
I think they're purple sparkly voids, by the way.
Rafina says this out loud. Don't make me cast a fog cloud. I really don't want to. It's not going to help anything, but this is when I normally would.
So you're trying to intimidate everybody?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roll intimidation.
Come on. I want to give you my inspiration, and everyone should give Rafina their inspiration.
What are you trying to get us to do by intimidating us? Make us feel bad.
Simmer down now.
Just simmer down, exactly.
We're not having a spousal argument. I'm not just trying to make you feel bad. Oh my gosh.
That's what Abby does during their spousal arguments. They just try to make Alex feel bad. Yeah, if you lived in the same state. All right, so Roscoe got a 20.
Oh, do I actually have to
say? Yeah, everybody does.
Everyone does?
Yeah.
No, that was from
the that's an old one? Oh, from Eye Bite. Okay.
12.
Oh, good, a 6. That's great.
Well, you don't have to, Rafina.
You don't have to save against yourself. Oh my god, no, sorry.
She did roll intimidation. I forgot what was going on.
Roll intimidation.
Oh, yeah.
Use your inspiration. I know you have it. You've never used it. I know you have it. I am 100%
positive. I did.
Yeah. So.
Oh, Alex.
Wow. Negative.
I'm gonna intimidate him.
I always let go of the boar when I'm intimidated.
to be clear, using your inspiration just means you roll the same thing again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? You get advantage on something.
So you basically, you get another chance.
I can tell that you're trying to make a decision that does not need to be made.
Yeah.
Other than just like whether you want to use your inspiration or not.
Mm-hmm. What I was trying to do was
math.
Earn inspiration.
Oh, no, no, no. You have it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because of whatever you did. Yeah, so now you can spend it.
Okay.
Hey, but no, you're lucky.
Wait, I'm lucky. She's lucky. Lucky.
Oh, you're so lucky to be lucky.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah.
There needs to be a sound I have
20,
for that.
Natural 20, natural 20.
The only person intimidated by this is Bathwack.
Which is so appropriate. Yeah. I love that so much. Although Will should be intimidated as well.
Well, what, do you want to roll with disadvantage because it's Ruphina?
Yeah.
Well, right. do I cast Fog Cloud?
No. You're threatening to... I mean, you know... Okay, so...
Oh, that was better.
Yeah, it was better. So you see Bathwack feels chastised, and with a natural one, yes, does in fact let go of the boar. So the boar is no longer grappled.
Oh, no.
And both Roscoe and Will both seem unfazed by your stern words. So yes, you still have the option to actually cast Fog Cloud if you so choose. So it depends on... Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh my god, I love.
Also, Bethrek was thinking back to when you cast Fog Cloud in that cave and we couldn't see Chiltura anymore.
It was great. Every time Fog Cloud is cast, I love it because it always adds some kind of weird fucking dimension.
Oh yeah, it just completely transforms the space.
It is I don't, you know what? I have to say, I don't think I ever want to play D&D without Abby in my life. Like, for real.
You guys, making my head swell.
It's just true. Because, like, it's just, I don't know. It's always magic. It's always.
She doesn't need to be in the game, just in your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But she needs to be sitting next to me if she's not in the game.
All right. So, Fog Cloud. So that's not any rolls. It's just there's fog now. So yeah,
and it doesn't matter how many feet because the room is going to be smaller than how many feet it is.
Certainly, yeah, it's a 20-foot radius sphere.
Oh my gosh!
But if I cast it a higher level than two, I get to add 20 feet. For
oh my
every
goodness
level.
Gracious!
So
do you?
We're talking about. Well, I mean, if I have a choice, no, there's no point.
Well, you have to choose, so it's up to you.
I cast Fog Cloud at the highest possible level.
So that depends on what slots you have. That depends on what slots you have available.
Okay, hang on. Let me just triple check here.
I'm so excited to find out what happens.
Well, in Baratago weather.
Oh, that's right, yeah. All right, it can't be sixth. I don't want to waste any fourth. I'm only going to do it at level three because I only have one slot in all the others.
So it's a 60-foot radius sphere centered on what point? Like where you guys are?
I am the center of it.
It doesn't have to be, just so you know. It can be, that's fine, but it's anywhere within 120 feet can be the center of it. Just so you know.
And how big is this room?
It's small. It's not. It doesn't matter where you could put it out in the street, and you'd
it's
probably still be in the fog,
right? Like it's a townhouse.
Yeah,
so
it's small.
So the fog is so it's just right here, and the fog is so thick that it's almost like palpably
tangible.
There. It's exactly.
So are you compressing this 60 foot radius sphere into this room?
I am, and it's like cotton candy. Gwen would be really proud of me. She would definitely sugar it.
Yeah, but it does taste like pea soup.
That's right, it does.
Ew.
Yeah.
Very thick, like cotton candy, but tastes like pea soup. Is
well, you don't have
so
to lick it.
Sad.
You don't have to like it.
I said lick it. Oh.
I misheard you.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.